Listen up, athletes. Here at Third Coast Training, we know triathlon transitions are far more than simple gear changes. They are a critical, highly trainable component of your race performance, and mastering them can give you a massive competitive advantage. Think about it. Unlike swimming, cycling, or running, transitions allow you to gain valuable time on the clock without adding a single ounce of physical exertion. Look at the pros. Elite competitors are slipping through transition 1 in 20 to 30 seconds flat. Meanwhile, beginners are often handing over several minutes. And the data backs it up. Research shows that a tight, efficient changeover can yield up to a full 2-minute advantage over slower competitors. Now, how that time plays out depends on your race distance. In a 30-minute super sprint, shaving off 2 minutes is a 13% performance gain. In a 10-hour Ironman, it's under 1%. But regardless of the distance, smooth transitions preserve your race momentum, conserve precious energy, and give you a serious psychological edge before you even start the next discipline. So how do we build that speed? It comes down to 3 pillars: mental preparation, strategic organization, and deliberate practice. You have to remember that on race day, your heart rate is sky high, and adrenaline is pumping. Your cognitive function naturally takes a hit. That's why you need to counter it. Visualize every single step of your transition 3 to 4 times a week. Engage all your senses to build that mental muscle memory. Then, on race morning, physically walk the transition area multiple times. Memorize the routes, rack locations, and permanent landmarks. That turns mental rehearsal into automatic spatial awareness. And let's talk gear layout. This is where seconds live or die. Arrange everything in the exact order you'll use it. The most immediate items go closest to you. For T1, that means your helmet and sunglasses dead center at the front, followed right behind by your cycling shoes and nutrition. For T2, your running shoes with pre-loosened elastic laces and your run-specific gear take priority. To prevent losing items and save crucial seconds, tuck small gear inside larger items. Rubber band essentials together so you can grab them with one hand. Keep the transition area strictly minimalist. Only bring race day essentials because remember, you officially only control the space where your bike wheel touches the ground. Use visual markers. Brightly colored towels or tape help you find your spot instantly after a disorienting swim. But gear alone won't win you time. Physical execution requires dedicated training. Treat transitions like a fourth discipline. Practice them through brick workouts that simulate actual race day fatigue. Run specific drills. Practice ripping off your wetsuit while jogging from the water. Use lubricant to ease the extraction. Master your bike mounting and dismounting techniques. Pay attention here, because 90% of triathlon crashes happen during those mounting and dismounting phases. Practice safe, controlled mounting in empty parking lots before you ever attempt advanced flying mounts. Add in agility and coordination work. Lateral hops and single leg balance exercises will sharpen your stability and quick directional changes. Time your practice transitions. Identify your bottlenecks. Gradually increase your speed while keeping your technique smooth. Watch how the elite do it. They distinguish themselves through simplicity and precision. They eliminate wasted motion by pre-deciding every step. They use lubricants for suit adjustments, apply powder to their shoes, and roll their socks for quick application. They prioritize controlled, purposeful movement over frantic rushing. Remember the golden rule: smooth execution is always faster than chaotic speed. Avoid the common pitfalls that cost time and hand out penalties. Don't stand still when you can move. Don't clutter your space. And never violate helmet rules. Touching the bike before your helmet is on or taking it off before you rack will cost you. Also, adapt your strategy to the race format. Point-to-point events with split transitions require color-coded bags and distinct markers to keep your organization tight. So, here are your critical takeaways for optimizing transition performance. First, treat transitions as a separate, trainable discipline using regular brick workouts and timed practice sessions. Second, organize your gear in the exact order of use and utilize visual landmarks to navigate the transition area instantly. Third, conduct frequent mental rehearsals and pre-race walkthroughs to program automatic execution under physiological stress. Fourth, prioritize smooth, methodical movements over frantic speed to prevent crashes, penalties, and energy waste. And finally, maintain a minimalist setup. Leverage time-saving gear like elastic laces and clipped-in cycling shoes, and adapt your strategy to the specific demands of your race distance and format. By mastering these techniques, you transform transitions from a source of stress into a strategic asset. You gain valuable time, maintain momentum, and leave competitors struggling. Consistent, focused practice turns these changeovers into automatic routines. Prove to yourself that race success is determined by preparation and efficiency, not just raw physical power. Now get out there and execute.